I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. More than 20% of traumatic injury patients develop depression, PTSD, or other mental health problems after acute care hospital admission for their injury. To talk about mental health screening and follow-up care after traumatic injury is Dr. Kenneth Ruggiero. He is a professor in the College of Nursing, and he is the director of the Telehealth Resilience and Recovery Program at MUSC. Dr. Ruggiero, tell us more about the connection between a patient having a traumatic injury, ending up in the hospital, and then dealing with some sort of mental health issues.
Sure. I should start by clarifying what we mean by traumatic injury. In the U.S., 40 million Americans come to the emergency department every year for injury. That's not who we're talking about. Who we're talking about are people who are hospitalized after acute injury. That represents about 2 million Americans per year. And these patients often experience events such as serious car crashes, motorcycle crashes, gunshot wounds, pedestrians struck by auto. And for those patients, those can be life-altering events and can lead to things like depression and PTSD.
And are patients in that scenario typically screened for mental health issues when they leave the hospital?
Unfortunately, no. There are about 500 trauma centers in the U.S., and only about 20% of them screen for depression, and only about 7% screen for PTSD. So in most cases, there aren't any programs to follow patients up for mental health.
And what are some of the things that seem to help patients in that scenario once they leave the hospital, just in terms of all these emotional issues now that they're dealing with? What helps?
We believe that access to providers or programs who can hold their hand and help them navigate through the system is really critical. Providing education to patients, following them up with screening of PTSD and depression.
And when you say education, I'm guessing part of the situation is for a person in one of these life-altering scenarios just to hear that it's normal or it's common to deal with some of these emotions.
Absolutely. Stigma is often a big issue with PTSD and depression, and so it's important for people to recognize how common it is and that there are effective treatments that are widely available to them.
Tell us about the Telehealth Resilience and Recovery Program for trauma injury patients at MUSC.
Well, this is a collaboration between nursing, psychiatry, pediatrics, and trauma surgery, and it's funded by the MUSC Center for Telehealth. What we do is that we go to the floor and meet patients after their traumatic injury to educate them about emotional health as well as our program. We also ask them if we can call them 30 days after discharge so that we could follow them up for their mental health screen. Almost all of the patients say yes, and so what we do then, 30 days later, is follow them up, do a PTSD and depression screen, and for those who screen positive, we invite them to participate in our treatment program, which is often done through home-based telemental health.
And I understand this program's expanding.
Yes, we've actually been in operation since 2015, but last year we were awarded a Duke Endowment grant to expand our program to 3 other hospitals across the state. So we're partnering with Palmetto Health as well as Trident and also working on a partnership with Greenville.
Dr. Ruggiero, thanks for providing this information about resilience and recovery after a traumatic injury.
Thanks for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.